Godzilla.
Oh, how about the Godzilla of guitars, man? Jeff's Guitar Clinic, huh? Handmade guitars that he's built. I think he said they start at like $399, $499. He also has all the equipment for all your guitar needs.
He does custom guitars too, right?
Yes.
Oh, man. Cool.
He's like really doing a nice job. Nice studio, beautiful stuff. He's got, go to jeffsguitar.com and look at some of the videos and see some of the work. He's got a studio there and he gives lessons. Remember, we're going to podcast soon. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Yeah.
Yeah, do it. Are you going to do it from Jeff's Guitar Clinic, the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, remote.
Yeah, he wants to do it there.
That's good. I like that.
I mean, we want to kind of get ourselves out there a little bit, right? Like a group effort.
Yeah.
Evan wants to be a part of it.
I like it.
I think this is going to be fun because why not have like a panel discussion on this stuff, right? This would be fun. It'll be outside the pizza box, unhinged, after midnight, put the kids to bed kind of show.
Live from Jeff's Guitar Club.
Yes, but when it comes to guns in this country, one thing that really gets me is when they, you know, mental illness. Now, I know they use that for mostly the white guys.
Oh, my gosh. Come on.
Again, mental illness can only be pointed at, you know, directly to Republican legislation, which drives people nuts. But, you know, my best friend of 30 years is mentally ill. She is not a threat to anyone but herself. Just by not, you know, I mean, being healthier because she tries to fight this stuff without any medication. And it's difficult. But she's not a danger. You know, it's sad. I keep trying, but it doesn't work. But and it, when I was at the Capitol, man, people on the street, homeless guys, when they didn't take their medication, they had real issues. When they did, but when they, even when they had real issues, they're usually the guys getting attacked. What are you talking about? Mentally ill. It's just an excuse for somebody that's evil. Sick, demented. That's one thing. Psychotic, I guess, is a mental illness, but you guys are dark. Yeah. I mean, when the entire establishment of the Republican Party and the gun manufacturing industry, all, you know, you just keep defending it. And all you have to do is look at everywhere else on the world. They don't have these issues.
Exactly.
And when they did, they decided to just, hey, we, you know, we as a nation don't want to live like this. But we as Americans, we like this stuff, right?
It's just when you look at the situation, you say, what's different here? People are people. Mental illness, if you're going to try to play that all the time, is and let's not, you know, we have a serious mental illness issue.
Yeah.
You know, there's not enough services.
But I'm usually
for it.
Friends with those guys.
Yeah. But I mean, there's plenty of people struggling with different things with mental, you know, mental illness, mental wellness, we'll call it even.
Yeah.
Right? But what's different here? All these other countries don't have the same problem.
No. They don't have the same stresses.
So what's different?
Pressed upon such a huge working class. What percentage of America struggles now? What is it, like 60%? Probably?
Yeah. Put it all together.
I'm in at 60% for sure.
Right.
And I'm one of the luckier ones, man. I got cancer, so I got disability. I work part-time, and my mom takes care of me. All's good.
You're just sitting there smoking dope with your cats in the basement.
Hey, there's, you know, if you want to move in, we got extra rooms if you're that jealous. I mean, I don't need much to exist in this world anymore. But now I got to take that last part and beat on that police chief at Uvalde, who's out there just defending himself. I had 10 Jeez. Pounds of keys on. You ain't got 10 pounds of courage. 10 ounces of courage in your entire body. You were a coward. Admit it. Oh, I left both radios so I could, you know, put my hand on my gun. You didn't use your gun when you needed to. You were scared. But how many people out there know that before that shooting happened, this school police chief was elected to the city council? Well, the city council meeting was canceled because of this murder, mass murder. It's not a tragedy. That's something that can't be avoided, right? That's something like, you know, that's something like the Governor Abbott in Texas, you know, a tree falling on him, waiting for the second one. Oh, they were inciting violence. Yeah, I want somebody to cut a tree down and have it. Where do you guys come with all this nonsense? You're the violent crowd. We're funny. That's what we are. We're funny. We make up jokes to try and get through it all. But it ain't funny. All right? So he was elected to the city council, but they canceled the meeting where he would have been, you know, sworn into the city council. So what'd they do? They didn't allow any of the public in. And behind closed locked doors, like they did in Wisconsin for a lot of stuff, they swore this guy to the city council. He was sworn in. Now, they aren't even talking about that part. There's no way that guy should be a police chief or city council. He shouldn't even be a dog catcher, man. I'd feel bad for the dogs. So we got a caller. Is it Nicole? No, I see. Is it Brian? Yeah, you said Brain. Is it Brandy or what is it there, buddy? Tell me, what's the name?
Brian.
Okay, all right, we got it. I was talking to...
I can't type.
Yeah, I was talking to my superstar, you know, never does anything wrong guy, you know. He's,
oh, boy.
I know, this is funny.
Fat fingers, not the easiest. Anyway, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, bring it.
Yeah, I'm a teacher from Green Bay, and I just wanted to call in and say, you know, I appreciate what you're saying about the police officer. We never hear anything about the police officers. They're always heroes. They're always the, you know, and I appreciate policemen. I have a lot of friends that are policemen, but they got to be held to account too. And the answer is not to start putting guns in my hands as a teacher. That's not what I signed up for.
No.
I'm not a hero.
You're about nourishing children, right? And developing minds so that they don't grow up the way that everybody's growing up right now.
And that's, Brian, just quick, that's a hero in my book.
Yeah.
Teachers are heroes.
My mom was an elementary teacher. My dad was a principal, and they would never have stood for this. Go on, Brian.
Yep.
Yeah, I've taught middle school for 28 years now, and it's a challenge.
Middle school? You should have had me, Brian.
I was probably a lot like you, Mike, but the issue to me is people have to be held accountable. You can't get away with, you know, your job is to go in there, and your job, you're trained to handle these situations. And if you can't, then you better be out there talking about the fact that there's way too many big guns that these bad guys have. And the rules need to be changed. If you're not willing to talk about that, then don't tell me, don't make excuses. I've heard enough excuses from these guys. As kids are getting shot and killed, they're sitting there.
And teachers being killed. That's just like, I mean, come on. That's like shooting nuns and priests. And, well, some priests are not all great. But, you know, that's like taking people that are teaching against this and just taking their lives away.
Yeah, and I've been accused this year of teaching critical race theory.
The truth. Let's just call it critical truth.
Well, I'm teaching poetry by African American author, a famous author, and here I'm the kids tell me I'm teaching critical race, and it's like, you know,
keep doing it, man.
I will.
All right, man. No, I appreciate the call. I do. Thanks, man. And here's where this is going, though, Brian. Okay, and I'm always ahead of the curve on what these Republicans and what these evil people have planned next. And here it is. Here's the idea. Hey, you know, these guys coming back from the military, why don't we give them credits towards, you know, an education degree? These are the people that they would be loved to work as a teacher as long as they got their, you know, AR-15 or their side guns or their, you know. For me, it was M16. I was pretty good with that damn thing, too. Glad I got kicked out. You knew that, right? I did really well in basic camp for...
Oh, I
was getting 3 credits.
I didn't even think you ever...
No, if I'd have known they were looking for leadership skills, I wouldn't have been trying to outperform everybody. You know, I was like finished 26th out of 600 people, so I got a scholarship in ROTC. See. And then, thankfully... I admitted that I was using marijuana, and that was the end of that career.
I would have saw you as a cook, you know, feeding the people, but not...
I did cook a lot, man. I mean, I did restaurant work, and I worked with people with, physical limitations, right? See, I try to use the language that, I mean, because that's all it was. I mean, all these guys that I worked for that were paralyzed from the chest down and had limited use, some of them of their arms and stuff, like some of the greatest people that I spent 30 years with, better than 30 years, not just as a worker, but as friends. You know, and that's what's wrong with today's world. If you don't have any experience at going out and finding out what it's like for other people to live outside of this what white male dominated culture that's all about death. Oh, man. Ooh, I hear the party train. Can't wait for the party, eh? What party? Oh, sorry, I can't tell you about it, man. Only special people invited. No CJs allowed. Ah, not at this party. So anyway, what's the next week? Ooh, I'm going to try and hook up with the Poor People's Campaign out in D.C. and see if they can call a show, at least part of it. 92.7 FM, Devil Radio, 1580, out of Madison. And out of Waukesha, 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw. Caw-caw! I like my crow better. Ah! Love those crows. Everybody on aboard.